I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Atlantic salmon are back, and they're spawning in Connecticut. It's the first time in centuries that this creature has returned naturally to the state, but climate change and dwindling conservation money still present a lot of challenges to this migratory fish. Atlantic salmon were plentiful in Connecticut for thousands of years, but then settlers came and dammed up the rivers. That meant for a long time, salmon nests disappeared, which is why...
The recent news of Atlantic salmon spawning in our state was exciting. It was fun.
That's Steve Gephardt, one of the scientists who last November uncovered three salmon nests in the Farmington River watershed. And while biologists are encouraged that salmon are back in the state,
it probably wasn't as earth-shaking as some people might envision because, in fact, Atlantic salmon have been coming back to the Connecticut River for the last 35 years.
That's thanks to a federal and state restoration program that managed river salmon and helped to seed rivers with young fish. But in 2012, Gephardt says that program was terminated due in part to a lack of funding. That meant salmon that were once captured at fish ladders and brought to hatcheries to lay their eggs were now just released back into the wild.
And these are the ones that spawned.
Today, it's still really tough for Atlantic salmon to return to state rivers from the ocean. And while the salmon sighting in Connecticut was encouraging, he's pessimistic populations in the state will ever get back to the way they were before the Industrial Revolution. For one thing, Connecticut lies on the southern extent of the range of this species.
And we're experiencing global warming. That in itself sets up a huge challenge.
And even though federal funding for salmon restoration has dried up, Gephardt says the state continues to maintain its own legacy breeding program, generating about 200,000 young salmon per year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.